It's considered one of the greatest live concerts of all time. The recording of it would stay on the charts for 94 weeks. It would win 5 Grammys, including Best Female Vocal Performance and Album of the Year, and that would be the first time ever that category would be won by a woman. It happened 50 years ago. Can you guess who it was?
When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
We know many of you can guess because you were probably celebrating the 50th anniversary of Judy Garland's one-woman show at Carnegie Hall in New York on April 23, 1961. The New York Pops recreated the concert last month with singers including one of Garland's daughters, Lorna Luft. Loudon Wainwright recreated the concert on stage a few years back. And now Judy Garland is about to see something of a renaissance. End of the Rainbow, a popular London play, is scheduled to hit Broadway in 2012. It's about the final months of Judy Garland's life before her death in 1968. But years before that tragic end, there was the glorious Judy at Carnegie Hall. One of our listeners, Jim Thompson of Fort Mill, South Carolina, alerted us to the anniversary. And to someone who was there, Harold Williamson was 24 years old at the time. He joins us now from his home in Charlotte, North Carolina. And Harold, this was the hottest ticket in town in 1961. You're 24. How'd you get in?
Well, in those days, I was a Broadway press agent, so we had some inside track for events such as that. I was there with a couple of my compatriots. We had a wonderful, wonderful time.
Well, help us understand why. You know, why was this such a big event? What was the feeling about Judy Garland?
My love affair with her began at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill, where a friend of mine toured the campus to find a TV set that had a Judy Garland special on it whenever she had one.
Well, and it was, of course, she had her past film experience. She was the girl next door with Mickey Rooney in those films, and she was also Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. But then there was The Voice. What were some of the highlights? What songs shall we listen to that were sort of a highlight for you in this Carnegie Hall concert?
My favorites was The Man Who Got Away, medley she did of You Make Me Love You, For Me and My Gal, and The Trolley Song. For me and my gal, she would always ask her audience to sing along, and that we did at Carnegie Hall with gusto.
Let's listen.
For me and my gal, singing with me, please. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going. Come on. And for weeks they've been sewing every Susie and Sam.
Later in life, Judy Garland's voice became, well, warbly. She struggled with weight, with drugs, with marriages. She sort of became the symbol of an overwrought singing style for some. But for people who only know that Judy Garland, what was it about her voice in 1961 at this concert that got you so?
It was the strongest I had ever heard it. It was strong. It was robust. The aisles were packed with people screaming, more, more. It was one of the most incredible nights I've ever spent.
The night is bitter. The stars have lost their glitter. The winds grow colder. Suddenly you're older. And all because of the man that got away.
And Harold, we know, you know your female singers. You also enjoy Barbara Streisand, Nina Simone. But were you thinking about Judy Garland this past weekend?
Oh, very definitely. I pulled the CD from the top of my stack and have played it probably 6 times over the weekend.
50 years later, it still stays with you.
Absolutely, no question. She was the greatest.
That's Harold Williamson from Charlotte, North Carolina. On April 23rd, 1961, 50 years ago, he was lucky enough to be one of the 3,000 people to get a ticket to see Judy Garland's legendary concert at Carnegie Hall. Harold, thanks for speaking to us about it.
Oh, you're most welcome, Robin.
Back in 30 seconds, here and now.